Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to find out what is most important to people across a variety of topics. So when thinking about the direction which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very satisfied, or very or somewhat satisfied?
I didn't get that, please.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I didn't get what you said. Who's this?
Oh, all right, no worries. Well, hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of different topics. So when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied?
I would say satisfied. At least there are programs on the way to make sure things are better. So
somewhat satisfied?
Yes, somewhat satisfied.
All right, thank you. So now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say that these issues are to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that it is not an important issue at all, and a 10 means that it's a very important issue. So the first issue is climate change.
Climate change, I'll give 6.
6, all right. What about crime and violence?
Crime, violence, I'll give 6.
6, all right. What about healthcare?
Healthcare, I think is becoming better. It's not the best, but they are working towards making it better. So, less expensive. Let me give it 6.5.
6 as well. All right. What about democracy?
Democracy, yes, I'll give it an 8.
8, all right. What about abortion rates?
Abortion rate is going down right now, so abortion rate, I support abortion rights, but the way it's going now, they are taking it away from women, so I'm giving it 3.
3, all right. What about voting rights?
Voting rights. Okay, you just want me to rate according to the current situation right now, right?
Well, you can rate it however you want it, basically. So on a scale of...
Okay, how I want it. Okay, the right. Okay, sorry, abortion, the way, if I want abortion, the way I want it is, I was just telling you maybe the current situation of things, but the way I want it for abortion, I will rate it, I will rate it 7.
All right, well, actually, I want to specify it more. So, rating it on a scale of 0 to 10, based on how important of an issue it is to you. So a 0 would mean that this is not an important issue, and a 10 means...
Okay, it's very important. It's very, very important issue.
So would you say a 10?
Yes. Yeah, I'll give it 10, abortion issue.
All right. What about voting rights?
Voting rights, I'll give it it's very, very, very important, 10.
10, all right. What about reproductive freedom?
Reproductive freedom, it's 10.
Immigration?
Immigration, yes, our country is, it's important we do something about it carefully, but the country is built on immigration, so I would rate it 7.
7, all right. What about racism and discrimination?
Oh, that one is on the high side. There's a lot of division in the country now. So it's so bad now. So I will rate it 5.
5, all right. What about K-12 education?
Is that what?
K-12 education.
Yeah, everybody has a right to do that. I'll give it 7.
All right. What about inflation and the cost of living?
I'll give it 7.
Student loan debt?
7.
Student, all right, criminal justice reform?
8.
Jobs and wages?
7.
7, all right, thank you. So, as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. So, I know it's a long way off, and sometimes things happen to, come up, but how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10? Whereas 0 means you're not at all likely to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
Yeah. Everybody's galvanized to vote right now, so I'll give it 10.
10, all right. So, would you mind sharing your race?
You said what?
Would you mind sharing your race?
Yes, I'm black.
Black, all right, thank you. So, in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
I'm a man.
A male?
A male, yeah.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth, please?
1972.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I'm a graduate and I have a professional certificate.
Right.
I'm a chartered economist.
All right. So, would you say you have a professional degree?
Yeah, I'm a chartered economist.
All right. Thank you. So, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter most to you on a scale of 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you feel like your vote has no power, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I'm giving it 10. My vote has a lot of power.
All right. Thank you. So now how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Again, on a scale of 0 to 10.
I'm giving it 10. A lot.
All right. Thank you. So now if you could please rate your feelings towards certain organizations and people on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you do not like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. And if you've never
heard of them, please.
I'm going to read you some later. I'm going to read them later. I have to read the indications first. And if you've never heard of them, that's also a category. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
10.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
0?
Yep.
All right. The Republican Party.
I'm a Democrat.
All right. So what would you rate the Republican Party, though? On a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you don't like them, and a 10 means you do like them, and a 5 is neutral.
Okay, I'm giving it 1.
Joe Biden.
Okay.
The Democratic Party.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Zero.
Zero. All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you vote for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, thank you. So I know it's, again, a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. All right, thank you. So back in the 2020 elections for president, meaning 4 years ago, for who did he vote for?
I couldn't vote that time.
All right. Could not vote. All right, no worries. So thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say your life has gotten much worse, worse? Have it had no change? Is it better or is it much better?
It's better.
Better, all right. So thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote? It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote or none of them vote?
I would say most of them vote.
Most of them vote. All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. And after each one, if you could please tell me on a scale of 0 to 10, how much progress you think they have stopped. A 0 meaning that they have not prevented progress, meaning because of them, we have moved forward as a society and we're more progressive. A 5 means you're not sure. And a 10 means that they certainly have prevented progress, meaning because of them, we have not moved forward. And the first person is Governor Kemp.
10.
Joe, President Biden?
10.
So you think Biden has prevented progress?
Yep.
All right. What about Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
I will give it a 2.
All right. So you think Republicans have not prevented progress?
Yes, they're countering a lot of movements bilateral decisions, you know.
All right. What about Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
Two.
The Supreme Court?
Oh, no. 2.
Donald Trump?
Is that what?
Donald Trump?
2.
White supremacists.
'If white supremacists is your cause is dividing our country.
All right. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where would you give it? Where a 0 means that they did not prevent any progress. And a 10 means that they have prevented progress.
Three.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a short list of some policies and statements.
I don't know. I have to be on the way now. I'm so sorry.
Are you sure? We're about 72% done. So we are almost done. It's just a little bit more questions left.
Oh, my God. I'm late already. So sorry.
All right, no worries. Well, and thank you so much for your time. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Next time, I'll be willing to do everything. Sorry for that.